From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Trump announced his plans for the country Saturday just as a woman also announced she was sexually assaulted by Trump about a decade ago. Jessica Drake, an adult film actress, says she was coming forward to support the other women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
Thousands of women marched through Caracas, Venezuela Saturday protesting the suspension of a referendum effort that could have led to the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro. A leader of the opposition group says the referendum issue does not dampen their enthusiasm for democracy.
Here, you can see Venezuelan people.